All right, you're being recorded.
It's exactly 3 o'clock.
Could we have a roll call, please? Sheila?
Karen Stacey? Bounds.
Here. Why did I call you Sheila? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've never been called that before, but that's okay. Sarah Hill.
Here.
Ryan Johnson.
Here.
Linda McDonald.
Here.
Christy Walker.
Here.
And I'm Stacy Bush on IHLS.
And I'm Ellen Pop at IHLS.
And we have one more person there.
Matt Caskey, IHLS.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy. we have no public comment that I've been aware of. So let's go on to the approval of minutes from June 18, 2024, attachment 2.1.
I move the minutes be approved.
We have a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Sarah Hill.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Linda McDonald.
Yes.
Christy Walker.
Abstain.
Thank you.
Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Here. All right. Share update.
I think the share update and all the departmental updates under administrative updates are in this department updates document that we shared with you. So if there's anything you'd like to have pointed out, I know that Share is working hard in Aspen. We have people working as mentors in a cataloging mentorship program called iCamp. Everything else is in that share update, unless you'd like me to elaborate anymore.
You don't have to, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody have any questions on that?
I really like the length of this update. The paper update.
Got it.
Yeah.
Brief.
And to the point.
To the point.
Okay. Yep. I like that too.
Okay. Administrative updates.
Again, they're going to continue right on that same page with accounting and HR. IT, I can say that Troy's been working hard with ILA's Public Policy Committee on getting the broadband initiatives moved forward. The AMHS work continues for facilities and operations. Also, there was an Ameren audit to look at the Edwardsville building. We're working on the iLead trustee training portal in year three, and we had 18 people from IHLS participate in Director Zhu. Kate Kite was there as a committee member, as well as several other IHLS library directors. And then for administration, the work on the strategic plan continues.
Okay, thank you.
Can you tell us more about the Ameren audit?
Yeah, well, Colleen could tell you more about the Ameren audit. They came in, they went through the building, they said this is where things can be saved, and then they're going to come back and look at what the changes Colleen made and reevaluate. So she was very happy with it.
Usually when Ameren updates something, it costs you money.
Yeah. No, I don't think this was
like... They just tell you what light bulbs need updated or what goes to LED, what goes to...
I think that's exactly what it was, Sarah.
Information on the door. I mean, it could be...
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Okay, good. My experience with them is that they want us to spend a lot of money, so... Good to know that they don't do that all the time. All right. Moving on to Open Meetings Act Compliance, Attachment 7.1. This is a recommendation to Phil Lanzini.
And on the left side of your packets, I also included Leslie's revised minutes based on Phil's recommendations from that I think, July 10th and June 25th board meeting.
Has Phil reviewed those revisions?
Phil gave Leslie the language to use.
Okay.
They are at the State Library, and we are waiting for their legal counsel to look over them. Greg really thought he was going to have them for us today, and right when I came in, I got an email from him that said illness has prevented that from being completed. So you'll have their counsel by the time you have your full board meeting.
Okay.
Greg ended on a positive note, saying that he hoped, he was sure that this would get resolved.
Okay. I certainly hope so.
I was just going to ask you if you could put that in a nutshell, because there's a lot of language that.
I can, if would you like me to?
I would like
that. Okay. What Phil said, and it was, I think it was a 2-hour conversation with Phil.
Oh, yikes.
Where did we get that, Bill?
I think what he said was, we have to be more intentional as far as when the board goes into closed session, always using that citation and announcing that citation. And then he said, and I do have Leslie, because Matt Greiner is going to be the Open Meetings Act officer. Leslie sent a synopsis to him, and I just pulled that up. So he said, the deficit is not including the reason why the board enters closed session. That was the biggest issue in Phil's expectation. Then he said to be more intentional in the minutes where there is discussion, where we discuss a particular motion, and there's a citation for that. He gave us specific wording suggestions and an update for the draft for June 25th and July 10th minutes. And he suggested we submit these draft minutes to the Illinois State Library for review, which we have done. So what he said, Linda, basically was, when this board goes into closed session, Karen or who is ever calling for the closed session says we're going into closed session per ILCS 5/120 to discuss personnel, sale of property, whatever the appropriate exemption is. Then when you get out of closed session and you make that motion to return to open session, there's a brief statement that said the closed session was held to discuss personnel, to discuss sale of property. Just a really brief statement like that that refers back to the closed session.
And you know, I thought we always did that.
We did, Linda, and it is an oversight on my part that it had been done for a while anyway, because I know when I have called for a closed session before, it's always per
you have
whatever,
to add all those numbers,
all those
and
things in the parentheses. And I realized when I was hearing that, I didn't do it. And I should have. So that was on me.
Will that be included then? Because to me, that's something like when I was president of YALSA, like it was given, I had a president's version of the agenda, and it was on my president's version of the agenda.
Well, so, yeah, it should.
That way you don't
forget and leave it out. Yeah. Well, it hasn't been on mine because I would have read it if it had been.
Right.
Because I'm sure you can tell I'm reading most of the time, but I do remember doing it, and I should have caught that myself, having done this before, but I didn't. And now, as far as what we have said coming out of closed session, I thought we did. Obviously, we didn't to somebody's dissatisfaction, and on those two times, that may have been it, but I don't think we've done that all along.
I don't remember seeing that at all myself. Well, I thought too.
We usually have a motion to make when we come out of closed session.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, we discuss this and somebody make this motion.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we've done before, but we didn't then apparently.
Well, and I thought that it referred to that one where someone said they made a motion and it was not voted on.
Yeah, that's been added.
It's been added.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank had made a motion that was not seconded. That was not included at all in the
minutes. Yeah, because if it's not seconded, it doesn't go anywhere, does it?
No, well, it goes.
You don't. We don't deal with it.
But you have to now. But you have to say that, the motion was made but not seconded. Is that all you
basically,
did?
Yeah. And you can say what the motion was and who made it and all that still.
Oh well, right. I thought we didn't put our names for motion. For motions.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, we don't use names.
And I have a question about that too. Was did Phil or the State Library give any guidance on if we need to start doing that piece of it?
What Phil said was it is not legally required to include movements for motions. Phil suggested this may come up as a further challenge to the minutes by board members. And I think the board can make the decision. That's what Phil said.
My opinion is that we should start including the names
to
avoid further friction.
I agree. To make the motions, you mean?
And right. So yeah.
We can.
Ellen, does that same logic carry through as far as discussion synopses?
Yeah, it's getting too.
Because I read this yesterday and I'm looking over it again today. And it's very clear we're not trying to do a verbatim.
Right. No, discussion. Right.
No verbatim.
But as far as the gist of it, like R. Johnson recommended blah, blah, blah.
When you talk to Phil, Phil is always a proponent of really slim down, concise meeting minutes. We talked about this a little bit in leadership yesterday as far as that discussion and what gets included. And I don't even know if this is appropriate. I mean, this might be something that Leslie talks about when we come back. We talked about throwing that question out to the person who's coming to do the parliamentary procedure training and ask for an opinion at that point. Because Phil was like, you keep it brief, you keep it very concise.
And I like
and
that.
Then if you include discussion, where does that line get drawn? You know? So I don't know a good answer.
Yeah.
Does it really I don't know a good answer to that or a legal answer to that, Ryan.
Well, because the reason we're doing it the way we have been doing it is because of previous guidance from a consultant, correct?
Was what?
Was not to include
not
the names,
to correct names,
not
yeah.
to include any discussion points.
It's really not necessary unless you're trying to hold somebody accountable.
Well, you know? But it is necessary to avoid train wrecks of meetings. If you just have more info in your minutes and it makes ships sail smoothly, then I think it is worth it.
This is Stacy. Can I speak to that real quickly? Yeah, we used to put the names in, and then as we were doing more research on streamlining meetings and keeping things very brief and concise, according to Robert's rules, it is not recommended or necessary to put names of move-ins or of discussion, people who bring up a discussion. We were referring to them by title instead at this point, but of course the board can decide to go back to using names for move-ins, and if they even want, if somebody, you know, wants the name in there, but I know that was an issue before, and which is why we changed it.
Can you tell me when we changed it?
Been a couple, and not that long ago.
Yeah.
I think it was shortly after I joined the
board. Yeah, I think so too.
4 years ago.
Okay.
Well, it's refreshing not to have to, have that cluttering up the minutes to me. Because we usually say motion and seconded and in our meetings at Six Mile, but having it, it's more concise, it's easier to read, and it doesn't really matter who makes the motion. Now, you said it does.
It only does to some people.
Well,
yeah, and I think
I agree fully with what Stacy said, that it's not legally necessary. But just because it isn't necessary doesn't mean we shouldn't consider doing it.
At least
for
a few years.
One more year.
And Phil did say that is absolutely a board decision. How you credit the motions.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, no. Sarah. The reason because there were requests for verbatim of what was said by whom was said to be put into the minutes. Yeah. And that is something that that we do. And that's when the changes kind of occurred.
Okay.
So on this topic, I have spoken to Anne about this in an attempt to figure out what would be necessary to satisfy her complaints or her concerns. So I asked her, would adding something like the following satisfy your request for heightened transparency? And this is specifically in regards to a recent finance committee meeting. So you were there for this. It would basically be A. Chandler expressed concerns over the hourly rate of the Ford Harrison firm and expressed a desire that IHLS seek to do business with a more affordable Illinois-based firm. So one sentence, a long sentence, but one sentence that summarized, you know, two paragraphs of spoken word. And Anne said yes, something like that would satisfy her ongoing issues with lack of transparency in the minutes.
So I don't know where this lack of trust came from, really.
Well, I agree. I'm not sure that matters as far as the rest of the board. I know we are all frustrated with the process.
You're not kidding. Right.
We're all frustrated with the process. I'm sure the staff who attend the meetings are frustrated with the process. I'm sure Leslie's frustrated with the process. So do we keep
stick
to our guns and bang our heads against the wall? Or do we give a little for, again, smoother sailing?
Yeah.
Did she say I would hate to have to be the secretary.
It couldn't be just a finance committee member? Does it need to be specific?
I did not ask her that because my gut tells me she wants her name involved.
She does want her name involved. I did that.
Well, she wants. Yeah, that was my gut. So I didn't even bother asking, you know, a member of the committee stated, because I assume that would not be good enough.
I don't think it would be. I really don't.
I don't think it's necessary.
Well.
For transparency.
Is it necessary or is it needed?
Do we want to get through our board meetings in a peaceable manner?
Do we want to keep having minutes pulled? Do we want to, from consent? Do we want to keep having minutes motioned to table? You know,
I've never been to a meeting where minutes were not approved
we're going to contention at every Cotton Pigeon meeting.
That's what it seems like. I was surprised, and it's continuing.
Well,
is this not the first time minutes haven't been approved?
But
they've never been blasted like these last two have.
Okay. Not unanimous. I mean, we've always had like
one
nay or no.
So you don't think that saying so-and-so made the motion would be enough?
As long as it...
Because we do, at our local library, it does say...
I was talking about discussion.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, would that not be enough saying Ann Chandler made the motion? No. Okay. So we're basically trying to just smooth waters, not really care what we want to do. We're caring how to make somebody happy. Or we're not caring about concise minutes or how things are done everywhere else. We're caring about one person.
I think we can do both, because I'm also all for concise minutes. I don't want to see paragraphs of text. No. I want one line.
Right.
I like the one line too.
You know,
we have one line
just to summarize.
Six miles.
We don't do any of that.
Or maybe more than that if it goes in.
And see, I think we're running into the differences of the individual libraries that, you know, when their expectations of what their minutes are.
Yeah. And there is a recording. So, I mean, people can listen to the recordings too.
I'm not
given an inch to get a mile. I mean, I just feel like that will be a starting point.
And that's valid. You might be right.
I could just be off base, and I don't really know what my role is.
That's why I reached out to ask
what you're doing.
Question.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
I just feel that, I don't want to cave, and that's not just me being stubborn. It's me saying it won't be enough. whatever she said to you won't be enough.
Sure.
It sounds like it might be, but then there'll be something else, and it'll be more and more and more.
That's why I think,
because I know these people.
So then the other
these people.
So then the other possible tactic would be, and this is basically how we've done finance for a while, just mm-hmm. let that objection hang, and it's not going to be seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it is seconded, then okay, any discussion? No discussion, mm-hmm. then we vote.
Right. And that's absolutely a right to do, to say I would, to say no or whatever. That is, we all have the right to do that.
Right. You just don't get hung up on
it. So we're not taking away a right.
Yeah.
We're taking away a power that doesn't need to be.
Right.
We don't want that power in that one person.
So someone says, I want the minutes pulled from consent agenda, mm-hmm. agenda. We pull them. We go ahead and vote. And then we vote on this. And then we just don't skip.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be the fly in the ointment. I think we were talking about flying the ointment.
Well,
on the
you have new eyes and that, you know, that.
I just know you give someone a little and it's going to be more and more and more. Maybe not. You guys know better than I do.
I don't know. The inch and mile, I think, probably applies.
Yeah,
because
you guys know better than I. This is my first time.
I think for now, we really need to focus on following the OMA rules.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Which is
a summary of discussion on all matters proposed, deliberated, or decided.
And like
so
you
in
said,
all of our committees,
a sentence.
The board, a one sentence.
This would be a hard job for the secretary, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, in some cases,
but if you just say what was discussed, and you don't really need, the motion was made and seconded, voted on, passed. You know, I mean.
Yeah. No. And thank you, Sarah, for taking us back to the document, because then we can say,
this is
we follow the rules.
This is the rules, and for clarification, for us to be able to read everything and check. You know, when we have to approve the minutes and we don't want a dissertation.
I think putting the name on the motions is good.
Okay.
Not in the discussion,
yes,
is what I believe.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Yes.
And maybe we need to, on this, if before this goes to the board, I'm a big fan of having like recommended motions or recommended actions for boards to take before when they mm-hmm. see things.
Mm-hmm.
So we could even have something like recommended motion, recommended.
They usually have the action on here. See action.
Yeah, but it doesn't say what.
But it doesn't say what necessarily.
It has a topic, but it doesn't give you the actual.
You think you need that?
Yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Other boards I've been on? Yes.
Like,
because
give
that
me an
way,
example.
That way the wording is correct.
Just laughing because Lee and I were talking yesterday about the Isle Islam emotion slips
from
back in the day.
I remember writing
those.
God.
Yep.
Forms.
Yep.
But you would write them in advance and then you know what you're voting on. So like, so this document is great, but now like at the bottom, you just say recommended board action, whatever, and you say, a summary of discussion of all matters proposed is included in the minutes. And then if we want to say names of board members of all motions and seconds are included in the minutes, that would be the second bullet for recommended. And then that way the board members know what we want them to vote on.
Yeah.
And it saves some discussion.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So how would that be different than action to approve the minutes? How would you have to change that?
It would be more where it says action. Let's see, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at the draft agenda for August 27th.
Yeah,
That's what I was looking at. I would think that would be put under the Open Meetings Act update.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because that's why Leslie created this document.
So instead of saying just action,
our information.
Board committees, it says action board committees. And then on that document that we'll be looking at, this attachment, it will say.
Right on the document.
It'll say recommendation, board approves.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
yeah.
Blah.
You mean for the minutes, right?
Well, no, for the board to actually do.
The board to read. And then, yes, it also helps the person taking the minutes, because I've been that person too. It helps that person.
I've been the narrative one.
Yes. So that way it's.
Forget that.
Like at Ethics Commission, we know it's not on the agenda. It's on the board document that we're looking at.
Okay. Yeah, because you can only discuss what's on the agenda too.
Correct. Yes.
That's a really good idea, Sarah.
But that's all stuff that, like, in my other boards, the executive director did that.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, yeah, are you following this this discussion?
Yes, ma'am. So it's my understanding that what Sarah's saying is that on an attachment that goes with a topic, if you're going to be voting on an action, it will state on the attachment recommended action, blah, blah, blah. You know, what, you know, for this particular instance, that names of movements will be included in the minutes, but not in discussion notes.
I wouldn't even put that, but not in discussion. Just
say. But just say, okay, I understand
what
you're saying.
It'll be in motions and seconds.
Just do it.
I see what you're saying, but I do understand what you're saying, and and it's just like adding a simple line at the bottom of an attachment, basically.
Yeah, and then hopefully that can just be copied and pasted then into the minutes too, because it's going to be the same wording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't really think that would be too hard to do, Ellen.
No, I don't either.
Great.
I don't either. And I mean, just because Sarah and I have both had experience doing documents like that, I mean, mm-hmm. Either of us could help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just your agenda, you're going to have an additional like this?
No.
Like this?
No. Like that will be an attachment.
This will be an attachment.
Like it is for today.
Okay. And then you just put after that
at the bottom of the document.
Recommended board action.
Recommended board action. Okay. You know, the motion is to.
Can you have more than one listed like this?
Sure.
Okay.
And would you say move forward by
I'm just thinking
committee?
Of, you know, clarity.
I would know. Because that way the whole board knows that it's been vetted to some extent.
And I do think there are webinars and things out there about best practices for board documents, because I had to attend one through some like association of, it's like I was at this conference with a whole bunch of like nurses and doctors.
Wow.
It was some nonprofit association conference. That might be helpful to find something like that, because it is useful.
It has to be specific.
It gives the board guidance.
Mm-hmm. We need that.
And it helps things move smoothly.
Well, it helps the board to stay focused.
Yes.
And we just get way out of whack on some of our meetings. It's, you know, run off on tangents and everything else. And boy. But that would be helpful if the board knows going into the meeting what it is we expect to accomplish. I think it would be helpful for some of those who, because and I've done it, but short of my saying I would entertain a motion to blah blah blah, accept this as presented, and hopefully somebody would say so moved, you know, but not always. So then we have the one who says no.
Okay, so where do we land on the discussion summary?
I think we should stick with the general discussion summary.
Like the way we've been doing
like,
it?
For example, no, because we never had a summary of a discussion.
Right, just so the discussion occurred.
Right, so now, like, for the finance committee that just met, like I said, like, we needed to have, and I didn't bring my notes from finance, but we just need a one-sentence summary, and there's something about, you know, a discussion by the committee was held about the totes. About the recent totes purchase, because mm-hmm. We had a discussion about that.
And I have that those minutes.
That's a summary, and
that should be good enough.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Discussion occurred concerning the totes.
Yes, totes, comma, and I can't remember the other one or two things that were brought up.
Okay.
But that way, if someone really wants to know, they can listen to the recording. Mm-hmm. They can contact a board member. It's all.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Right.
It's
there. The minutes do not have to be the end all be all.
Correct.
It can be a gateway to recording and reaching out. Okay.
Did you find them, Ellen?
I'm looking. Rhonda sent them to me yesterday because she wanted to talk about them.
Yeah, because I emailed Rhonda and said we were
going to be talking about this at exec. So I said, please add a one sentence.
Yeah, that's right.
Three things.
I'm really glad I'm not a finance
kid. No, it's fine. Our meeting was like 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow. Yeah, but Ellen and our meeting's like 5. I was like, that's it. That's it.
Well, Michael said something about your short meeting yesterday, or Monday, rather.
Beginner's luck.
I think our meeting.
Yeah.
One thing I can do is run a fast one.
Good job.
Usually.
I don't have them. She must have just shared her screen.
But I think, though, that just that summary, that's what we're being told to do right now on this guidance. So unless that parliamentary person says something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, this document that Phil provided. Gives you, Karen, the backup to say we're following what legal counsel advised.
We were told.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This checks the necessary boxes.
Mm-hmm. So there.
And we will back you up.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So this is good. It's good stuff to know.
I really like talking to Phil. I never mind.
Well, now the next thing that will come up will be an objection to that bill because it'll be really expensive, but whatever.
I don't know how you can object to a bill that needs to be.
Well,
just that one.
The ongoing complaints about.
Let's just move on and stay on our topic.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was just done.
I'm sorry.
Keep the bar meeting short.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, going on to the committee updates. Advocacy didn't meet. We've already heard about budget and finance, unless you want to say some more things about it.
We just did the regular bills and stuff coming to you. So.
And personnel was put off until September by my request, because otherwise personnel would have been meeting at the same time this meeting was going on. Okay, unfinished business, board open position. Open board position. I'll say it in the right direction there. I have been given a suggestion of someone who might be interested in that, but he needs to talk to his wife, and so, which is understandable.
Good news.
So maybe we will have more on that by the time we actually get to the meeting time. Okay, new business. Member at large recommendation. Christy Parker.
That's me.
Okay, and going on, the committee assignments, attachment 10.1. Now, I really didn't have too many people ask me to be on a particular committee, except for maybe 3 or 4 asked for specific ones. And so I just kind of tried to spread people out and not have like a committee that was entirely new people or anything like that. So this is how it wound up. And I think, unless I get any specific requests from someone to be on a different committee, maybe because of when it meets, and there can be some movement on those, but that will be up to that committee to find a time that gets it in before exec meets, typically. And so we can have that information in for the board meeting.
Karen, did you say that Matt is taking OMA?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that'll need changed on here.
Yeah, you've still got me listed on the bottom right-hand corner.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do.
Good catch. Did you see that, Stacy?
That's not my...
What's that? I'm sorry. On the committee assignments, Matt should be listed as the Open Meetings Act officer.
Okay.
Instead of Ryan.
He's on the Ethics Commission. Is he supposed to be on that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's never met.
I think I do remember that Ryan said, since he was the secretary, it might not be a good idea for him to be the OMA officer.
Uh-huh. And I think I had it correct on what I sent you. Let me look.
You probably did.
I think that matters. Oh, okay. Just open the darn thing. Digging at me. Oh, no, I didn't. I had it incorrect on mine. So that's why you had it listed that way. And I knew that. Sorry.
No worries. We'll get it changed before the meeting.
Good. All right. Good catch. Thank you. I don't want to be on another committee. And I don't blame you.
And Leslie has been looping him in.
Okay, moving on. I suggested that we add Effingham Public Library as a location, and Troy is okay with adding them. We have notes for starting the meeting at the Effingham location from Troy.
So that will be for regular board meetings regular and exec, meetings. Right? Okay,
yeah.
Because that
yeah.
saves me.
Yeah.
Too.
Well,
campaign's an hour for me, so this is closer.
Or an hour and a half.
Well, for me, it is roughly an hour to get here from where I come from.
Yeah.
Now, Brehm Library is a half an hour away from me, but I've come up here for meetings for years, and so, you know, that's fine.
So our official board meetings are not going to be in Edwardsville anymore?
Yeah, and no, it's
one of the hubs.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Still the main hub.
But they're adding.
We're adding this one.
This is nice here.
You know, for us, the executive committee, and then we can also have it for folks who would have a shorter distance drive to get here mm-hmm. for the main meeting.
So we're going to be here at all the executive meetings. Is that what you're saying?
I think
so. An option.
It is an option. I mean, does it work? Now we're here at a different date and time than we normally would be.
I was going to ask about the time, just if it could possibly be moved to 4 instead of 3, but that's it.
It wouldn't bother me any, but I don't know. Would we run into issues with anyone at any of the hubs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So our board meeting is 5:00.
Yeah.
That would stay the same. Our committee meetings are varied.
Yeah, they're all
3:00 or 4:00.
They're wherever your committee wants to meet. Okay.
If we're in person, it's a little different.
Yeah.
We have to leave work.
Yeah. But you would prefer this one would be at 4?
I would prefer that this one be at 4. I usually get off work at 4. So
okay.
Even like just being able to work a little bit longer helps me.
How far are you away from here?
It's about 35, 40 okay. minutes.
So you'd only miss half hour work.
Okay. And we don't usually have committee meetings the last, you know, toward the end of the day. But
yeah. I'm okay with 4 if you guys are okay with 4.
Well, I'm fine with it. What about you, Ryan? Okay.
Does that work out for you, work?
4:00?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might attend some of them via Zoom, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, anytime works.
Executive can't. We can't, can we?
As long as we have.
As long as the rest of you.
Majority.
Can.
As long as the rest of us are here, he's going to say someplace
is
else.
Is it 3 for us? Because 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Out of 5, you have to have 3. That yeah. would be quorum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't. I might be missing something. Couldn't you use both Edwardsville and Effingham?
See, that's yes. what I wonder.
Yeah, like, why I think we should.
Why don't we like alternator?
Well,
aren't we the same as the board?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
So I could go to Edwardsville instead.
It's easier for me forever.
And that would count as in person?
Yes. Just the way it does for a board meeting.
Yeah.
I would think so too.
What?
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I would think it would be the same as a board meeting as long as it's
awesome.
Listed yeah. on the agenda as an attendance location.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll probably just do them off of Edwardsville then.
Oh, that would be great. If
that's
you
fine.
That.
That's what you would do?
Yeah, because I'm half hour away from.
Okay.
This is an hour and a half.
I'd probably come down here because this is the closest location
for you.
It's nice.
I can't do Lakeland because sometimes we close at like 5. So, like,
right.
it just.
Okay.
So if we said Edwardsville and Effingham, that would be all of us.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
So is it closer for you, Karen?
It would be nice by myself.
Before still works then that way. It's, so that's good.
I would prefer to come here rather than go to Edwardsville just because the driving is easier to come here for me. I really dislike that drive to Edwardsville, quite frankly.
Well, the 64 was backed up.
Well,
64 is off.
Going south.
This time of year, the highways are horrible. The interstates are horrible because this is the time of year they choose to do all the road work.
Yeah.
And because the state fair is going on, that's when they do it.
Oh.
But not really. But yeah, we can do
I like that
here. And the rest of you can go to Edwardsville. And that works.
Karen, at four.
Karen Lisproy, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. For the board meeting, we had, I believe it was Matt that volunteered to dial in. The Effingham location requires a dial-in, kind of manually dialing into the Zoom meeting. So we would just need whoever's attending here, we just need a volunteer to be here to make sure that the Zoom gets connected. Unfortunately, this is an older system that we can't dial into or... we can make it as easy as possible.
Give me directions.
Yeah.
Give me directions and I can do it.
Okay.
Because I use Zoom all the time at work. Yeah.
It's just a little tricky on this TV, the way the remote control works. We'll try to create a shortcut on the screen to make it even easier. But So Matt can even show you right after the meeting here what he had to do today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stand on his head, you know.
Run around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Okay, thanks, Troy.
Awesome, I love that.
All right, so for in Edwardsville, and well, I will see
that would be good. Yeah, and just think, we used to do this every month.
I know.
To Effingham, and not here at the old
one
that was so small.
Yes. Okay. Well, we've already discussed the next one. Location, date, and time will work best for the majority of the committee members. We just had that discussion. So moving on. Ethics Commission, we need to start over with three new members for the commission.
What do they do?
They haven't done anything ever. It's a committee that's never met.
Well, if we need it,
and they've all agreed.
And they have all agreed, yes. The two-year terms will be Matt Greider and Emily Kell, and the one-year term is Christy Lear. All three of those have agreed to do that. If things continue as they have in the past, this committee will not need to meet. Hopefully you'll be copied on the responses from Matt, Emily, and Christy, and I was. So they're all good to go with that. Fiscal year 2024 annual meeting. What is planned today? I have no idea.
Didn't we have that already?
No. It will be in October. In Champaign, right? Right, Stacy?
That's correct.
And the date is the date of the October board meeting.
October 22nd.
So we're working on programming.
Yes.
And food. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a good day.
All right.
And it will be in Champaign, you said?
Yeah, at the Champaign Hub.
October
22nd.
Second.
At 5 o'clock.
I think I wrote that somewhere.
Well, it'll start earlier than 5.
4 o'clock. It usually starts at 4, doesn't it?
3, Stacy?
3 for food.
Yeah, I think it's 3. Yeah.
3 for mingling and food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And networking. And then we typically have a program. We typically invite a legislator. And we have some good leads on that. And Leslie, and are you going to be there next week, Sarah, at the Free People Read Freely thing at you? Leslie and I and Lee and Kate are going. Okay. And so we're going to kind of keep our nose to the ground and see if we can think of any speakers from U of I that might be good. Sure. Since we're going to be in Champaign, we might as well take advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. August board meeting.
While we're still on committees, may I have something clarified?
Sure.
I think I've said this a couple of times. Policy and membership is called policy and membership here, but on our reports, it's referred to as
membership.
Membership and policy. So what is, I asked that like last year because I thought, okay, are we That's policy and membership or membership and policy? So what do you want to put it as?
It just needs to be consistent, whatever your preference
Stacey,
would be.
Whatever you want.
What do you want?
I don't care.
I feel alphabetically M should come first.
There you go.
And policy.
I can look in the bylaws and see what it says.
Yeah, she's probably right.
What's the most important?
Stacey just said look at the bylaws.
So.
Okay. I don't have
whatever's in the
bylaws.
Well,
she can.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I'll look at it.
Whatever's
in
the bylaws is what we'll do.
Thank you, because I've been wanting to ask that for last year.
Okay.
Because I thought, am I policy and membership or membership and policy?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay, August board meeting agenda 11.1.
I do wonder if we need to move the approval of the minutes to after we talk about the board document about minutes.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Go ahead and move those down. And maybe we could move that OMA update because it's not...
Oh,
I don't know which would be
number 10. You're saying OMA it should be like number what?
Three? Well, according in number 10, said we shouldn't need that, and this is my cheat sheet. We should not need an attachment here as it will be addressed with the draft minutes earlier in the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So it would make sense to have that document.
I want this attachment though.
Yeah.
And I want action on it, like we've discussed.
Right.
So put it 3.5.
Make this action. And make it be.
Actually, it needs to be 2.5.
Just make it 3 and slide everything else.
Yeah.
So roll call, OMA update, approval of minutes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make this action instead of information.
Right.
And you're saying just add that on the bottom. The sentence.
Yeah, when you see it, you'll like it. Trust me. Then you know what to say as a board member when you make the motion.
I do like that. I already like it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it'll be helpful because we stumble around with trying to get things worded just right.
Yes. Because even like coming out of executive session, you need to have about 3 little things maybe that you maybe have to say, like depending
I like
on what happened.
I like this so moved.
Give to you.
I like.
Okay, Stacey, do you have that?
Yes, ma'am. I have it written down. Roll call
Thank
first,
you.
Then OMA update. You want an action,
yep.
And you want the attachment, and then the approve the amendments.
Exactly. That'll do it. Thank you. And thank you. Okay.
Very good.
Public comment, Illinois State Library report. Communication, we'll keep this as a place for new information. Right now, nothing has come up yet. Staff report, too early to know if we'll need it this month. Committee reports, personnel is meeting in September. It was postponed for the reason I gave you earlier. And then partner reports, unfinished business. The strategic planning is going to be just talked about. And are there any other unfinished business items that need to be included on this agenda? And my comment to that is I think our agendas are long enough. Thank you very much. Okay.
Is our dealings with the director's salary and everything, is that done?
It's done for this year.
Okay.
Now we're going to have
to. I didn't know if we had to address anything else.
We will have to start contending with that discussion again in January.
Okay.
Because we're not going to go into the summer doing that. She has 1 year contract signed. And right now that'll take her through June 30th. of 25.
Of 25, okay.
So
but we're going to start it in January.
We are going to start talking about it in January. Okay, on new business, member at large recommendation, board committees, the Ethics Commission, IHLS member, board member responsibilities. Attachment will be copied from the Library System Act and Administrative Rules plus IHLS bylaws. And that's per the request of Frank. What are we supposed to be doing as board members? Okay, so hopefully that will clarify what our responsibilities are. Next is fiscal year board mentors and mentees, update only for 2025. The board meetings, the update that we are adding Effingham Public Library as an additional board meeting location, annual meeting, report of what is planned to date. We've already heard that. And then it asks again, what new business items would you like to be included on the agenda? None. And that is what I have on here.
Nothing missing. Clarification, Karen. Uh-huh. I know in the past on the agenda building, in the past we've needed a second. Is that accurate or am I misremembering? Like when someone says, I want this still on a future agenda.
I think I have said duly noted, and then it appears.
I don't think we've moved.
Okay. It hasn't been a motion in a second.
Okay.
No, it's just suggestions.
Yeah, it's just a suggestion. And so is that not correct, Stacey? So,
it shouldn't be action.
There was a brief period when that was kind of happening, having the motion, because again, of a dispute of things not being put on the agenda that were requested. But I'm pretty sure that during board meetings, we haven't had any additional topics added recently. It just was pretty much, you know, continuing the unfinished and the upcoming business that was already determined, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So leave it as action.
We'll just leave it.
Okay. Maybe that's something we can get some guidance on with training as well.
Yeah. I wrote that down for that.
Because I have the same thing happen at my board meeting. Someone wants something on there, no one else does, or they want five things on there, and the president only ends up putting two of them on there. What happened to the other three? You know, it can.
Yeah.
It can get confusing.
If I can.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If I can recommend also, if you wanted to discuss this, that board members check out that trustee portal that was just recently created, because I've just recently delved into it and been able to learn some things from it. And I think it would be really beneficial for all board members to go on there. There's like a little survey, and then there's little quizzes on, you know, I think there's a section on responsibilities of different types of boards and things. So I do feel like that would be very beneficial for everyone to go over.
Okay.
I just did it myself too, Stacy.
What is
just
the
ILEAD trustee training portal?
Is that the one where they have the 4-minute sessions on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
'Cause we just did that too, you know, as a group, 6 Mile. ILEAD.com.
Oh, let me pull it up.
Oh, that's okay. We'll find out, I think.
Yeah, I think it'd be
there is a link to it on the board intranet.
Oh, okay. And you know, we got that the responsibilities of, didn't we get that of a trustee where we were
new
trustees signed? Yeah. Wouldn't that tell what the trustees are requested to do or have, or
it does, but that probably
if you needed to give something to Frank,
the new board member signed that, and he should have signed one.
But he still is
confused.
Well, even if we sign it, we don't retain it, though, right?
Right.
We sign it and turn it in.
You sign it and turn it in. You don't have it to refer back to.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they could have a copy.
It is on the board intranet.
Yeah.
So it's on the board intranet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. It's on the board intranet.
Most of us are not on the board that long, so it's good to have the reminder.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I think we're finally at the end of this. Public comment announcements. We're down to adjournment. Unless you all want to talk about something else.
Oh, I don't think we do.
I somehow didn't think you would.
No.
Okay, motion to adjourn. You all can second it.
Sure. Yep.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a nice